also, just in case you didn't know, so
it's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614,
and it is your season 5 guest host 232,
and we are
the New York Dolls.
Amazing.
Welcome to our very vulnerable season 5, where we will be traveling deeper into the New York Dolls tunnels than we have ever before. By the end of this season, we will have composed an entire audiobook called The New York Dolls High Vibrations Handbooks of How-To's.
And today's how-to is how to check in.
Yes, indeed. We'll travel deeper into this chapter of our how-to handbook later, but in typical New York Dolls fashion, we have to get through the brilliance, the spirituality, and the idiocy of our show first.
And today we're doing an abbreviated version of our show because, quite frankly, niggas is late.
This is late.
Okay. Yes, amazing. In the first segment of our show,
I'm still like lost. I'm like, how to check in? I thought we had how to keep give grace.
It swapped.
Last minute, my nigga.
Yes.
Yeah, you
no, like, you can't do that shit.
It's done.
No. What the fuck? You didn't say that.
The first segment
communication
of our show.
Check in. Check in, my nigga.
That's what we're gonna learn today.
Starting early.
The first segment of our show is Empire State of Mind. Mine. And this is where we showcase our transparency. During this segment, we'll be examining our highs since we last met, as well as our lows. So, who shall we dive into first?
Let's do it in order of the thing.
All right.
So, Adeloso.
Yeah, I want you to do it, not him.
I don't care. I would do it if I want to.
Be nice, but it's like, again, another episode.
Addie tight right now.
Like, how you fucking changed the subject the last
that was wild.
The same way it came at the last minute. You ain't prepared all week for that subject.
Okay.
You
know,
I did, though.
But you just said it now.
You ain't.
Life but was, you didn't say, actually, I changed it before. Anyway.
Life was preparing me, but anyway. Addie, how is your overall mood right now?
Annoyed, but also very what is this when you're proud of yourself? Like
prideful. Oh yeah, you could just say proud. Yeah.
You're proud.
I'm proud. Yes. Annoyed and proud. That combination.
Annoyed and proud. All right. So, what are some highs from the last time we got up?
Well, we had an amazing high this weekend for the New York Dolls.
Yes.
And the gang.
Gang.
We made it to top 4.
Yes.
Well, number 4.
Number 4 on that list.
Blavity wrote an article of 20 black podcasts you should be listening to, and we made number 4, which was very amazing. And
yes.
So, like, thank you.
Gonna call my mom and tell her we made it.
Period.
Yes. And they chose the picture, the episode
with Stan.
Yes. Oh. Isn't that kind of like
my nigga
crazy
Stan.
Though?
It's beautiful.
Hey, nothing is coincidence.
Like a spiritual thing connected to that.
Nothing is coincidence ever.
Yeah.
What energized you and made you feel upbeat?
What energized me and made me feel upbeat today, right? We do this each week, and I'm just like today.
You know, today, this week, whatever.
You know, just I'm putting in them steps and I'm still putting in them them workouts. Yeah.
Stairmaster Rihanna. That shit is so low,
my girl. When I was writing it too, I was like Stairmaster Rihanna. Okay, yeah, but I like it. Yeah.
All right. Who made you smile?
Who made me smile? Oh man, I feel like I have a. You know, I nanny here and there, so I have a new baby.
Oh, baby.
This week, and he is just, both Adorbs. Of them is two boys, and they're just so cute.
Little babies.
And we
just,
love it.
Every time they just see me, they smile, so it makes me smile. So loving. I feel like I need that, like, nurturing little
I feel that. Yeah, no,
little
babies.
Love.
Babies are amazing. All right, so have there been any lows since the last time we met?
Yeah, so... As I mentioned last week, I'm on this meal plan, right? Mm-hmm. And this weekend was my baby boy's James' birthday. And he had tequila and strawberry shortcake cheesecake.
Oh, no.
Cake.
Oh, no,
and
no,
and it was
no.
just right in front of me, right? Mm-hmm. And I was just looking at it. And
oh,
I was
no.
like, should I or should I not, right?
You already know what
and
the actual
James is in front of me like,
was.
Just have a little piece. And I'm like, no. But I'm like, strawberry shortcake cheesecake?
I know, it sounds amazing.
Like.
It sounds like a lot.
I'm saying
it did, but I had the slither.
In conjunction with the tequila, though, it just sounds
the tequila,
like,
yeah, which I am having a little bit now. But it was like I had a little bit of tequila, you know, and me like a little cup and then two shots.
Yes.
And then I had a slither of, you know, they say tequila has the lowest calories, guys. I had the slither and I don't regret it, but it was a low because I did work really hard that week. And I didn't feel like a crazy difference, but it was just the fact that I had it that I was just like,
you see, if our how-to was still on Grace, I would tell you to.
Right, that's what I was going to connect a lot of things to, but.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Lo siento. Lo siento.
Little editor over here don't know how to check in himself.
Right. But, check in with the team, I mean, top four.
So that's it for the lows?
Yeah, that's it for the lows. So. Right.
Have there been any wrongs done to you this week?
Any wrongs? No wrongs.
No wrongs. We love that.
I've been very like me versus me this week. Like yeah. Very in like that world.
In your bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that.
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, blog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Is there any ways that you have been coping?
You know, I just still been... Oh, actually, yeah, I've been praying and meditating, but I haven't been journaling as much anymore. It's like, you always start good and then stop, but...
You know, there's seasons for everything.
That's true.
Right, but it really does help me.
Yeah.
Because as we were talking off air of my mind and all the things that happen in here, like, it really does help flush a lot of things out, so...
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
So I'm better with my sleep schedule from last week.
Love that. Love that.
But this week is sticking to the motherfucking meal plan and the workout that, you know, and not breaking.
Okay. So if everything that was wrong was wiped away right now, how do you feel and how much fun are you having?
I feel great. I feel energized. I feel alive.
Alive. Yes. And what difference are you making in the world?
I'm making lots of difference because... I just am.
I feel that shit. All right. I just am.
I just am.
That's my answer.
I did the work and I'm making the difference.
That's right. My answer for everything. I just am. Yes. Like I'm doing it by being here. All right, nigga, we're going to get into you then.
Fuck
it. We're going to go straight into you. How is your overall mood right now, sir?
I feel just hype. I'm hype. I'm happy. Yeah. You know,
so hype that you regretted to inform us that you were changing the house.
Yeah, thank you too for keep bringing it up.
You think I give a fuck? I don't give a fuck. You can bring it up this whole episode.
Let's just not speak.
Alright. What are your highs from the last time we met? What energized and made you feel upbeat?
Oh, my highs from the last time we met. So I took a little break from New York and I went to go visit Gun Bay in PA.
It's just fucking hilarious. When I see those stories.
Yes, yes.
I already knew when he posted it. I was like, oh, he went Gun Bay.
I mean, you see the gun.
Right.
There we go.
Just sitting on the gram playing with bullets. I'm like, oh.
Period. Yes, it was a grand old time. What
do you guys shoot? Where do you shoot? Just an open field?
Well, we actually didn't shoot this time in PA, but normally... His little New York spot, we like his backyard is just like really, really fucking huge. And we normally shoot there, but in PA, we were gonna go to the gun range, but it was closed by the time I got there. And then the next day was Martin Luther King Day, so I don't want to play with guns on that day. Mm-hmm. But we had a really great time. We did a lot of drugs, not different kinds, but he just bought like a lot of weed. We were just like constantly smoking, like, which is why I still have this cough today. But that was crazy. And then we did do acid, and that was up there. I learned a lot on that trip. I saw a lot. I learned a lot. Beautiful trip. Oh, which brings me into my next point. Yeah, on my acid trip, so I connected with Namu again. So Namu is an ancient goddess that has been long forgotten, but she first visited me in a dream a couple of months ago. And then this time I saw her during my acid trip because we also went like hiking in the woods. And it was just crazy, all the elements, because it was like in the woods. The water was just like gushing everywhere, and it was also like snowing at the same time, and it was just like a lot. But like I saw like her face in some of like the rock formations like underneath the water, which is so funny because, you know, that's like her element. But also like I was just, my senses were just super heightened to like the ecosystem. So it's like I remember saying to him, I was like, wow, it's so crazy because like a lot of people, you know, like you go to like the park in the woods and things like that for like peace and like quiet. But I was like so aware of the ecosystem, it was actually a little bit like overwhelming, but like in a very beautiful way. Like I just like saw and heard like everything, and like I saw nature in a different way. Like I took this one video of like this like water like crashing down in this like little whatever, and the other part of the water literally looked like it was like climbing up. I don't know, it looked like some like Demon Slayer artwork like in nature. It was just really beautiful.
Next time we do acid, I have to show you the oxygen in a tree.
Oh, I'm down for that. I'm with it. also Artemis, what also is energizing me is the fact that Artemis is back at the doctor, and we will finally be able to see at night. But I'm a thug. Yo, I deadass, even on my way to PA, like my headlights don't work.
Your shit, your headlights don't work.
Everything. Headlights, rotator, that little fucking, like, you know how my shit sounds like motor sport? It sounds like NASCAR shit when I'm driving it. Like, that's not the sound that should be coming out of my car. There's like so many things. New tires that I need. Like, it's a really big job that they're doing on my car. Some shit underneath needs to be lifted from when it got towed. That time that we were actually together in Virginia. Just so much. But anyway, yeah, but you know, I'm a thug. Like I drove over there in the snowstorm, in the dark, with no headlights, and my windshield wipers are trash because they leave my front window just smudged. But I made it alive there and back because, you know,
I does this.
I does this. Also, I rediscovered MIA, which energized me.
The artist,
yes. I forgot how much I fucked with MIA.
MIA is that
I fucked with MIA. Not every album. I'm not going to get crazy. But Matenga is definitely my favorite album. And just from listening, y'all know I have like these compartments for playlists and shit. Just from listening to that one album, I created a new playlist called Runway. And it's going to be for all the music that just makes me feel like I'm that bitch. Okay? Yeah. When I'm chasing pavements in the street. And then the Blavity art of cool for the near dose.
That was cool actually to see. I seen that earlier. I like woke up out of a little Kush coma nap, and I was like, oh shit. Okay, top 20 podcast.
Period.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Okay, number four. Yeah, I didn't expect number four.
Top five. Niggas is top five.
Oh,
top
that's
five,
true. Top five. Oh, that's a new red apple. Throw that in the description.
That is some shit.
Shout out to Blavity. Shout out to Kenny.
Shout out to Blavity. And you know, not for nothing, but you know, the person that ordered it or whatever, you know, the read came in at number two and we are number four. So, you know, if you fucking with the read. The read is a really...
We're going to get on the read.
Yeah, the read is a really, 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 really famous, popular podcast. Yeah. Everybody loves it. But yeah, that's that.
All right, so who made you smile, man?
Okay, so Mariah and Jeff made me smile this weekend because there was a night at the club where they were, like, we were super fucking understaffed. I actually hit both of y'all up, too. But you were out partying. You were out at, like, something... And you James never Griffin. Responded.
I did respond.
Yeah, you were like, oh, like I'm at my homeboy something.
Excuse me, I did respond.
I never said what I needed you for. I was just like, hey, like, are you busy or whatever? Yeah. But we were hiring people like on the spot to like, cause we were that understaffed. So Mariah and Jeff came through, pulled up, and it was just like so funny and beautiful to like see them like just working at the club. But yeah, y'all could have had double club. Whammies. I was trying to get y'all in that night, but it's all right.
Well, I wasn't everything's available. Good. I told you I was.
Excuse you. Yeah. Okay.
I'm always where I'm supposed to be.
That's that part right there. That, excuse you. So yeah. And then also, Ray, one of the other managers, made me smile because Well, I mean, he's just Ray, but also like he came up to me at one part of the night, and he was just like, he just kind of just like
that salt and pepper hair.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know.
You know.
His smile was up from ear to ear. I bet your smile.
He just came and he like took me to Zai real quick and just, you know, like put that hand on my shoulder, and he was like, really great job tonight. He was like, that's the assertive Derek that I want to see. Like, that's the da da da. And I was just that like, bro, I was like, Ray, if you don't just bend me over and stop all this craziness. Also, Danielle and I, like, we have been planning a FaceTime for months, and it finally happened. But
that nigga sound like me.
Yo, it's really wild.
Not months when y'all.
What?
Niggas be busy.
That's
what
I'm saying. Yes.
I got it, but that's just crazy.
We did. I've been planning a FaceTime for months, and it was supposed to happen on January 14th, but then some shit happened that day. Like, I was tired, and he got caught up in something. But we ended up doing it, and it wasn't as long as we wanted it to be because we spoke when I was, like, 20 minutes away from my destination in PA, so we do have to like resume that, but it's just always a great time to see him. The universe made me smile because I was on the train yesterday, and I was kind of going through this thing where I was like, I don't know if this is the train that's going to get me to the exact stop that I need to be to at work. So I was trying to download the MTA map on my phone, but the service was not really like jigging with me. So then I started like looking around, and there was dead ass MTA subway map right behind me where I was like sitting, like right behind my head. And I was just like, you know something, like, you know,
you know, you be doing,
you be providing, like, you just gotta look around, get off the app, and yeah, that's it.
All right, so have there been any lows, anything that brought you down this week?
Also, Artemis being back in the shop, I'm back on foot, I'm back chasing pavement.
Welcome
so
to my life. How you doing?
Yeah, I know, and actually, there's a couple of things I need to cancel for this week, because I'm not doing it without my car. A couple of plans I need to cancel for the week, because I'm not going out without my car.
Not having a car actually stops me from doing a lot of shit. Because I'll just be thinking about, like, it's going to be like 4 a.m. when I'm done there.
Yeah.
I want to come back down on the train. Yeah. It's a dub.
It's crazy.
So have there been any wrongs done to you this week?
No, no wrongs.
No wrongs. All right. So clean slate. Nobody got to get beat up.
That's right. That's right.
Have you been coping with anything? How have you been coping?
Yeah, just still drugs, alcohol, sex, music,
and
lights.
I've been doing a lot of drugs. I will say, not out of any type of concern, but I do know with acid, that shit does get stuck in your spinal fluid.
Yeah, it's like that needs to be broken up very. Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, druggy.
Excuse you.
How would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
I don't think I have a biggest challenge right now. Speaking of my biggest challenge from last week, when I was, you know, when my mother was just like doing the most, she finally listened. I be leaving out. She don't say nothing anymore. Like, she doesn't text me when I'm gone.
What she said in the text, she goes, "You're gonna." Did she say something like, "You're gonna regret the day"?
I don't remember, but I believe
she said
it.
Something along those lines that she wasn't gonna ask you anymore. Something
she be wilding. She's like crazy, but. But yeah, my wishes have been answered. So yeah, I just feel like a little free bird.
Okay, what led to that? What happened to lead to that?
Oh, when
last week when he said she was just mama
tried to twist her phone out of existence.
That whole shit.
But I was also because she was like, because she asked me again. Remember, I was like, oh, she asked me every day, like, if I'm going to work, where am I going? And I was like, this shit is mad annoying, like, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, yeah, I said to her, I was like, this is very annoying. I was like, I don't need to tell you where I'm going every day, like, enough.
Okay, so you vocalized that, basically.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I'm very vocal with her.
I know.
Like,
I know it.
Absolutely.
All right, so if all your problems and shit was wiped away right now, how do you feel? How much fun are you having? What difference are you making in the world, my man?
You know, funny enough, I did have a dream that I had this dream the other night that me and brother met up and we both had a secret to tell one another. Now, you know how you just know certain bits of information in your dream? So I already knew what he was going to tell me, but I also had to tell him something. And so basically, I had acquired $70 million. And I had this money on me for 2 days already before I met up with him. But I wasn't acting like Fugazi. Like, I was still moving around like normal. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't really trying to like put, like, let anybody know, like, da da da. But in my head, I had that feeling again, like I was telling y'all before, when I was like, when I'd be walking around feeling like Jay-Z, when I'm like, yo, I could buy anything. I could buy that. I could buy da da da. So I just had that feeling in my head as I was on my way to link up with him. And I knew that his secret that he was going to tell me was that he had $60 million. So it was just like very... So I guess to answer this question, I feel like Jay-Z. I'm having... Honestly, for like, I think at you're the beginning Jay-Z. Of it, excuse you. I think at the beginning of it, I'll be having like the same amount of fun because I'm going to be like very low key about it. Like, I'm not going to go like wild or ham. Like, being in that dream already told me how I'm going to move when that moment comes.
Yeah.
And as far as the difference that I'm making in the world, nothing yet. I'm like, it's going to be a very slow burn when all that money comes my way. So
I feel that. Wow. Yeah. I definitely feel that.
Yeah. Money.
So let's get into you too. How is your overall mood?
I was going to do too.
Well, you got to jump on it sometime.
How's your overall mood right now?
I feel fucking great, man. Yes. I feel good. I'm on a high. I feel like a million bucks, honestly.
Love that.
Highs from the last time we met?
All right.
What energized you? Made you feel a beat?
So, I'm still enjoying this new phone.
yes.
Very, very smooth. I seen my mom, my stepdad, and my father all in the same day, like hours apart from
family
each other.
Time.
So, that was absolutely amazing. Yeah. Always love to see them. I seen my dad in a suit for the first time. And I was drunk and I just couldn't stop. I was just looking at this nigga and I was just like, yo, you look good, bro. I was just like, what the fuck? I was like, nigga, why don't you do this shit more often? Like, you look nice. And he was just like, yo, chill. I was just like, nah, nigga. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna chill, but like, nigga, come on. Like,
love it.
You got this shit. You feel me? Like, yeah, pop out.
I just want to say, like, your parents' genes are like,
it's strong like, as fuck.
Strong
right?
as
yeah.
fuck, because it's like you see both of them. Like, it's not like one or the other. Because when I saw you that, I was like, okay, yeah, twins. But then your mom, I'm like, but he looks like your mom too.
Right, yeah. Can't escape.
And that was my first time seeing your mom ever, like, in when you posted her facts, recently. Yeah.
Mama Goose. But Link's birthday, it was Link's birthday, my producer, who helped me make Eclective Love.
Love. Link's happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
My invoice money finally hit. I was waiting on 375 for 30 days, you know what I'm saying?
Come on.
I don't really fuck with net 30s like that, you know what I'm saying? But grateful still for the opportunity, grateful still that I got paid. And I also got more CMOS gel orders than I aimed for this week, so...
Yes. That's beautiful.
We making
some
money.
CMOS gel. Got some orders from two.
I love that.
I got mine. I need to re-up.
Fix.
I love that.
I got a new job.
Congratulations.
Yes. Okay. So congrats.
Thank you. I got a new job with this marketing consultation firm in Williamsburg. And I'm basically gonna be working all the time now, like Mr. Derek.
Wait, what are you gonna be doing?
I'm gonna be working with sales mostly, and just marketing pitches and shit like that.
That's dope.
You know? Yeah. So there's a lot about that I don't know, but that's why I got into it. And my homie kind of like opened up the lane for me and told me that there was positions available. And I was like, well, marketing and business, I could use that for my music shit.
Exactly.
And any other entrepreneurial endeavors that I have.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Marketing,
so like,
marketing. This is a cool way.
Exactly. Right. So like, this is a good way to make hella money and also learn some shit that would be beneficial to all the other facets of my life. So that's a blessing.
Love that.
Yes, congrats to you.
Thank you so much. This haircut, still, because I'm still fine as fuck.
Periosa.
I recorded with my homie Callie and Lito, so I did that feature that we was talking about.
Okay.
And today I made a I Hate You remix.
If you wonder if I hate you, I do.
Can't wait to hear that.
Nah, that shit
I
hard.
I hate you. I hate them.
Okay.
you need a feature for the feature.
I'm fucking crying.
A remix of the remix.
Yo, Addy says she ready.
I'm crying.
All right. Who made you smile?
My parents, of course, seeing my parents. Yeah. Seeing my cousin at Link's birthday party. Also made me smile. That's my motherfucking nigga. That's my brother.
Love it.
I was celebrating. Yeah. I was celebrating with my homie Justin after like the first round interview with a job and shit. Cause I felt I had it already.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let me just get through the second round and then see what's up. And they called me this morning.
Lit.
Yes.
My homeboy Elliot sent me a text message that made me smile. And I like woke up and seen it one night at like 3 a.m. And he said, there's an expression that says, heavy is the head that wears the crown. Your crown is heavy, but your head is not.
Mm.
And that stuck with me because I actually feel like I've gotten to a space now where my mental issues are not like a problem for me necessarily, because I know how to navigate them.
Yes. Now.
So that was cool to me.
That's beautiful.
And the kitten at my house has caused me quite a chuckle because... She keeps like reaching under my, like she wants to be in my room so bad. She keeps reaching
so bad.
Under my door, like swiping shit. And I'm just like, what are you doing?
She's on her horror movie shit.
She's so cute.
Aww.
Them paws right. Under the door.
Facts, right?
Any lows from the last time we met?
What
brought you down or sad this week?
It just made me a little concerned and like angry, but I got some like concerning news from my shorty. I still... don't know what it is.
Mm.
Of course, I'm not finna talk about it here, but yeah, that kind of offset me a little bit.
Oh man,
very interesting.
Well, sending love,
yeah,
towards that. Have there been any wrongs done to you this week?
Indirectly.
Indirectly.
Because if you fuck with my peoples, you fuck with me.
Okay.
And that's just it.
All right. And how have you been coping?
Honestly, I haven't really been coping with a lot of things. I've more so been like celebrating, which is the funny thing about like my coping mechanisms is I also celebrate the same way.
Yes.
So I have to be like very like mindful of what I'm actually doing when I'm doing it. But yeah, it's been a whole lot of drinking and smoking going on.
Yep. Like,
Fuchsia and them. We drinking and smoking.
All right. How would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
I don't actually know if it's like a challenge I'm facing, but like, I just will say that it takes a lot of like will in order for me to like wake up every day and do the things that I know I have to do or like throughout the week and shit like that.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
It's like just like every a lot of dedication.
Strength in my bone has to make me do it. God damn.
Right. So I don't know. I guess that could be like a little easier somehow.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a wake-up playlist?
Any what?
A wake-up playlist?
Wake-up playlist? Nah. Yeah.
You should make one.
I'll try that.
Yeah.
And I've been using ice, like when I go brush my teeth.
Actual ice?
I have ice and I put it just on my face.
Oh, wow.
So I can wake up.
No,
and also I think it's good kind of for, you don't OD.
It's good for your skin.
Yeah. But it's been helping me like just be more up in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, in the morning when I wake up, like I don't use hot water in the morning. Unless I'm like taking a shower, but I don't use hot water in the morning, like brush my teeth or wash my face or anything. It's just like straight cold water.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
So then you
absolutely
know,
not.
You know.
I have one of my playlists is a wake up playlist, and it's comprised of all the music that like maybe in any other setting would just make me feel like lit, you know, like if I'm about to go out or whatever like that. But it generally just helps me get out of bed.
My wake up playlist would make me want to do yoga because I like to listen to like chill music.
Yes, you do like to listen to chill music. Yeah. So you gotta.
Because my first instinct when I wake up is like to stimulate myself. Mm-hmm. So like I have an addiction to stimulation. That's why like first thing I do in the morning is like grab my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like having thoughts and shit or whatever the fuck I gotta get some shit off, or I want to see other people's thoughts. Like I'll literally wake up thinking to myself like, yo, what the fuck is that? Instant thoughts. So like, if I had to choose some type of like morning playlist, it would definitely be a chill one. So I just wake up and I'm just like, let me just be here with the fact that I woke up.
Yeah.
Today.
No, fuck yeah. I mean, it's literally whatever gets you up.
Right.
So. I'll be interested to see how that goes for you next week.
All right, and the miracle question, if every problem was wiped away, how do you feel?
I feel like $1 million.
Period.
Like I feel now.
Period. Yes. We love it.
How much fun are you having?
All the fun that I can, you know. every last bit, every last ounce of it. Every last drop.
What difference are you making in the world?
I'd honestly just be showing people that, you know, regardless of the things that we think, that we do have some type of control over our lives and that things are possible.
Yeah.
And that we just have to figure out how we work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love it.
Amazing. Okay. Two's going to take us over to the bowl drop.
Okay, so we have to keep hope alive during these times. So here at the New York Dose, every week is New Year's as we watch the spherical light fall. So let's get into our completed goals from last week. Addie, what you got for us? What you did?
Well, I did stick to the meal plan until the weekend. Mm-hmm, so that's kind of
complete. We love that. I ain't gonna count the weekend for you. I'm going to just say you had a cheat day. You know what I'm saying? That's fine.
But yes.
Awesome.
Derek,
awesome.
What about you, man?
I finally got those flowers for myself. Mm-hmm. And aww. The experience was so, you know, like quick and funny. Like I literally walked. I was on my way to drop the car off, like straight from PA. It was a crazy morning because I had to get up at 5 a.m., leave from there, which I got up late, but leave from there, get to the office because I still had all of this recording equipment on me from when I, oh, I should have said that I filmed something with your cousin Alex, yes. Which also put me on a high, and he made me smile. But yeah, so I still had all the recording equipment on me, so I had to make a stop at WeWork to drop it off. But coming here in the day, you know, they'd be bullshitting about like bringing the car and parking and the thing. So I just tried to average in all that time, which everything happened as I trajected it to. Yeah, anyway, on the way to drop off the car, stopped at a florist or whatever. I walk inside and, you know, they're trying to give me this like whole big spiel. And I'm like, I'm just here to look around. And I look around and I see all these blue flowers. And I'm like, yeah, I want that one, that one, that one. And then they kind of got the hint. And then they was like, oh, well, we have this beautiful blue one over here. And here's this like spider shit over here. And you want to add some purple in there? To da da da. Yeah,
spider.
I forgot what it's called, but
that's
it's like
blue spider lily.
Something, some shit like that, and it like opens up like the thing. I don't know.
Because that's the blue spider lily was a flower that doesn't actually exist on Demon Slayer.
I'm crying. I know that I got a blue rose. I know that I got a blue carnation, and there's that spider shit that I got, and then like another and like two other ones. But it's this very beautiful bouquet that is now sitting in my room, and my favorite color is blue, so it makes me happy. So completed that goal. How about you two?
So I found somebody to take my room. That shit yes. divinely fell in place.
Yes. Yes. Divine timing.
And it's a woman, so that also divinely fell in place because right. I wanted to balance out the house, three women, three men.
Yes.
So that was cool. I didn't look into a studio, but I got a new job at a marketing firm, as that's right. I told you guys.
Period.
And
it's coming.
I'm painting the new room this week and moving stuff over. I was waiting on that money to hit my account.
Yeah.
And for me to get off these CMOS gel orders. So tomorrow I'm going to buy the paint and I'm going to be painting this weekend.
Yes.
And moving shit over.
Yes.
And yeah, I recorded a feature. I recorded two. And come I have on. Some more.
Some more is coming.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Let's get into our goals for next week. What do you got on your plate, Adeloso?
Well, you know, just the same from last week. Yes. I'm still on this journey.
Period.
Next week will be technically the 3 week mark of it. So I'm feeling good. But also feeling like, yo, this shit is fucking hard.
Well, that.
And I've been vlogging too. I actually have to vlog today. I have to remind myself. That's also been a goal that I just been like trying to speak about because I feel like when
I feel that.
You know, like I just be like
when I announce it, shit, I get
yeah,
off.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been doing that too, and some of them are like fucking hilarious because I did film when I cheated. So that I was looking back, I was dying laughing. I was like, that one's gonna be funny, but yeah, this shit is fucking hard. So yeah, but you know, I'm in it.
Well, a little encouragement. It's said that it takes like about 30 days to break or make a habit. So
oh, okay.
Once you yes. get to like week four.
And I was also going to talk about this with the topic that we change last minute. But my trainer, he checks in with me every day, and I just love how he just be like, "What's up, champ?" Like, he'd be like, "What's up, champ? What it do?" Like, you know, what's good? And I just
what's
be like,
what's up, champ?
I'm like, yo, I feel like fucking Mayweather in this bitch.
I am crying.
But then I'm like, when I tell him, like, you know, I'm very honest with him when I feel off or like whatever, he'll just be like, "You're learning." You know,
love that.
Like, he won't be like, "Come on, like, you have you said encouraging. You said you're gonna do this," like all this stuff. He'll just be like, "You're learning."
Yeah.
And that actually helps me like more. Because like, I don't know, it makes me look at things differently more.
It's about seeing progress where you know like other people wouldn't, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, and progress is in very small decisions and very small actions. So like yeah, that's cool that he encourages you in that way.
And I'm not trying to deprive, like, for anyone listening, like meal plan, whatever, like diet, whatever, like there's fine lines with that culture, you know, because I feel like it could be very damaging sometimes. I'm just trying to really, like, I have to prove certain things to myself and create a mindset where it's just like, yes, I have to eat certain foods for 3 weeks, kind of the same foods.
Mm-hmm. You know? It's your personal idea
but
of discipline.
It's like, I'm just trying to, like, change the mental more than the physical.
Right.
Like,
right.
Of course the physical I want to, but, like, that's why I'm doing that.
It definitely
mostly.
It starts in the mind first.
It does. How about you two? What are some of your goals for next week?
Some of my goals for next week. Okay, so the one that I had listed that I did already, I did it last night because I was getting high and I was like, I'm about to just do this shit because I feel like making a song right now. But paying my Pro Tools. So yeah, I took some of that money and I paid my Pro Tools. Some of my other goals are getting some dress clothes because I have to get some dress clothes for my new job.
Yes.
Painting and moving shit over, of course, because I'm still moving and I want to have that done by February.
Love it.
I want to start planning my website remodeling because I want to make it just a smoother experience as the on the consumer end and a smoother commerce experience for me on the entrepreneurial side of shit with my merchandise.
Love that.
And then, you know, enjoying my life and enjoying my first week at my new job. That's
And I'm going to add making that morning playlist to your
I'll add that in too. Yeah, because I'm going to need that at this with this new job.
No, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. I was about to get crazy.
Yeah.
Amazing. For me. Yes. I need to solidify, well, just like work out more. So like I successfully continued my workout regimen into the rest of the week after we last recorded. I already knew like I'm always going to take weekends off. But then coming back from PA this weekend and not having the car, I didn't want to like work out at the gym and then like be really sweaty and then have to like walk back home or anything like that. So I'm not doing the gym until I get my car back again. I did dance a little bit in my room.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, it's not what I want to be doing right now, but it's just that I don't want to get sick. So there's that. I also still did not create my heart manifesto yet. On the dating apps, even though I've been getting some different hit ups, I like just the intention, I feel like has been attracting some like different people, but, I still want to put that in text, so I'm going to do that. And I still did not get my rose tinted glasses, so I'm going
to
do that.
You need
well.
To do that shit ASAP. Okay, if you want to go, do you want to go like rose tinted glassing? Like glasses?
I'm
rose
with it.
Rose tinted glasses shopping here? Like,
I'm with it.
You hear me over here, right?
Like
glassing?
Rose tinted glassing.
What are you doing today?
I'm going rose tinted glassing. That sounds like a date. Hey, nigga, get on it. She gonna love it. Trust me. It don't matter. She just wants you to have direction.
Period. I'm with it. All right, let's move into our gems. Any gems to drop?
I have no gems this week.
Oh, awesome.
You don't got a gem this week?
Me neither.
You neither?
Nope.
It's just me.
There we go.
Okay, we have one for y'all.
Okay, so I was playing my video game Ghost of Tsushima, and somebody said, the strength we need is all around us. And yeah, I think that is very key. You know what I'm saying? To notice the people in our lives that add to our lives and the things in our lives that add to our lives. And that's why I say that I view everything as an addition to my life, no matter what it is, no matter what circumstance it is. I'm looking at what I can learn from every situation, every person in my life, friend, foe, family, lover, whatever. you know? So yeah, the strength we need is all around us.
I love that. I'm gonna just add on and reiterate that by talking about one of my favorite quotes from Sucker Punch. Have you ever seen that movie? Sucker Punch?
I tried to watch it and I can't.
It's all good. We're gonna get to it.
I got past the quote that I think you're about to say though.
Okay. So basically the girl, she acquires like all these like fucking shits, but and she gets to like this grandmaster woman, and basically she's like, oh my god, like what am I gonna do now? Like blah, blah, blah. And the grand lady is basically like, you have all the tools you need, now fight. And basically she always had everything inside her, yes. Which is also very much like, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. Like she had all that shit inside her the entire time.
She had to just click her heels.
You know what I'm saying? just to bounce off of that as well. You have all the tools you need.
Nah, but that's my distinct with Dorothy. Like she got set up.
Excuse me.
Cause like click, click. Like,
it was a tornado.
Yeah.
She didn't get set up.
Meaning, like, that's all she had to do to go home?
Yes.
Yeah, but she didn't know.
Right, so she went on a whole journey.
It's just like...
It was always just like the
only thing that I had to do to get past certain shit was accept the fact that it fucking went down, and it's just like,
don't
you
don't
know.
Clicking is just very detailed.
It clicks.
literal Lily over here.
We could be literal Lucy.
right.
When it clicks, it clicks though. So I feel like the clicking was symbolic.
Yeah. Yes. Nah, for real. Yes. Love it.
Yes, I love me some.
I love me some goddamn. What's the name of that shit again? Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. I'm fucking crying. Do we have any affirmations?
Yes.
I actually have none.
I have one. Sorry, my thing closed out real quick. Okay. Actually, my baby girl Sylvia sent this in the group chat.
Yes, Sylvia.
She put, in the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete.
Say that one more time.
The infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete.
Yes. I love that.
Write that one down, y'all. I would like to basically end off by saying that
to your gem from last week was check in with yourself consistently, which is where today's how-to came from. So I invite all of y'all to, check in with yourself consistently. Also, feel free to use our format and really just do these like weekly check-ins like with yourself. Like see where you're at, see what mood you're in, see Definitely. What's bringing you down, see what's making you happy, smile. What's making you smile. And just do that whole thing. So today was our abbreviated episode because we do have to go right now. How to check in. We basically just all checked in with each other.
Are we doing a part two or no?
No.
Next week will be.
We didn't even get to the grace part. We're doing a part.
That's why I took it out. That's why I was how to check in. I know what I'm doing all the time.
Don't.
I knew.
You check in with the team. Thanks.
Excuse you.
Check in, y'all. Check in. Have those conversations daily.
Definitely.
Excuse you? Relax.
I'm going to say sex.
Every hour.
No, I'm
going
to say every hour, every second of the day. That's
yeah, definitely, definitely.
It really is helpful.
Yes. All right. Well, you may have noticed that the tea, current news, and entertainment sections have disappeared from this show, but trust and believe they are still around. Join us on Instagram Live Saturdays at 1:30 p.m. for a show we call Today's Dose. That's where we'll be getting into the hot topics for the week and much more. So set your alarms and don't miss out. And Instagram actually does do reminders now. Also, we just had the first episode of our track series where we had Kat Lazo on. That was a beautiful episode. A lot of people have been hitting me up and talking about how much they love that episode. Yeah, so thank you, Kat. And the track series is where we dive into these just really incredible humans that are just doing it out there in the world. You can find me at DJSJ614 on Instagram.
Yes, you can find me at Adelise Perdomo on Instagram.
And you can find me at TWO32 on Instagram.
And this episode was produced by the Board of the New York Dose, hosted by the Carbon Dioxide Network. Mm-hmm. Our audio engineer and editor is moi. Photos were taken by Adeloso and I.
Yes.
Shout out to the rest of the New York Dose team, Hassan, Teek, Jilu, Lenny, Alexis, and B. And if you want to be a guest or want something advertised or want to chill with us, just want to show up, want to have press at your event. Events are not really happening right now, but if you have opportunity for us, just contact us at info@thenewyorkdose.com. Also, we are looking for more write-ups. So if you know any other, you know, I don't know what these people are called, but if you know any other people that write articles and things like that, please let us know. And don't ever forget to stay dope.
Stay dope.
And stay New York. It's the New York Dose, baby.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Welcome to the New York Dose. Let's party.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose. Let's party.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose. Let's party.
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love. It's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park. Don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.